Greetings. Welcome to Elven Pod 6. And it's a continuum, really, of Elven Pod 5 and what I was sharing about the role of the drum and our return to the earth through our heartbeats, synchronizing through our heartbeats and through our breath with the earth. And before I go into that more, I would love to say that this is a time of unparalleled, unprecedented creation of the new earth. Those spheres of the new earth are truly now arising, physically arising and manifesting. They are composing themselves as new gravitational and magnetic fields of creation. And that is the golden roads also that I've spoken of, the golden roads of return that are pulling us onto them. And as we do so, we transit and complete with the old fourth dimensional structures in consciousness with which we have been interwoven, that have been part of our pathway of return to an intergalactic and an infinite earth. And those fourth dimensional structures are incredibly resonant and soulful. They're really beautiful stories, archetypal energies with which they're different for each of us. Each one of our souls has had different versions of these, different resonances within this field, with these great stories and archetypal energies. And they may appear as the great spiritual traditions, mystery stories, beings, gods, goddesses, with which our souls have resonated, whose pathways we have known, lived, breathed, moved. I live here in Avalon, and there are many of these fourth dimensional constructs, these great stories interwoven with this land. And those stories have composed a field, an etheric field, an astral field of energies that have been composed, if you like, of the shards of our last great ages of light. And they have been the traces or the tracks by which we've remembered who we are, by which we have sought to return. And for most of us, I believe those stories, those energies, those astral planes have been part of our passage, part of our passage of return. And they also compose a gravitational and a magnetic sphere of energy, an earth, if you like. And that earth is now dissolving. That aspect of ourselves is dissolving. Because as the magnetics and the gravitational field of the new earth comes into being, it's no longer required and it's phasing out. And so we can find that this is quite a transitory period, quite a transitional period energetically within embodiment. And that we can feel quite fragile, in a state of profound movement, inner movement, transition, alteration, and that we experience moments when we're resonating into this new golden gravitational field of the new earth, feeling its dynamics, its matrix, its essence very, very strongly, the magnetics of the new self, of the new solar self and embodiment, arising through us. And equally times when we're phasing through, still experiencing the phasing through of the old magnetics, the old way of being and the old earth in these very astral, soulful layers that are full of deep feeling. And it's a strong time, a very, very strong time, because this is really now about the physical and what we're holding here in the physical and in the body. So we've long been downloading these spheres of the new earth, of the immortal starlight path, the great star ways and earth ways of the immortal starlight of pure oversoul and source consciousness. And we've been downloading that through the layers of our own astral and etheric bodies. And now really it's the time of it coming into the physical. And so there's a final phasing out of the fourth dimensional structures that we've been holding in our bodies, and that the earth has been holding within her physical body and matrix. So as we make this transit, we discover that what previously within physicality might have felt quite ethereal or insubstantial, which is this immortal starlight path, is now starting to resonate in with power, with, as I say, this magnetic and gravitational power. And we find that it is far from insubstantial, but within the timeline of our greater being is founded in very, very, very deep, vast foundations, prior ages, deep spheres of being that have lived through experience, this immortal starlight path, this way of being as a shining one, as a soul, as an expression of source consciousness. And the earth herself carries these deep foundations. And within the Elven Starlight Journey, we've been really receiving the remembrance, the codes of the great starlight ages of Earth that have been. For this one that is arising, as I've been shown it, is the seventh in a sequence of great starlight ages, ages of immortal starlight creation upon Earth. And it's an age of culmination, of completion, of those prior six great starlight ages of peace that have been. So we're building on far from ethereal ground, on far from insubstantial ground or foundations. It's a continuum of something that, looked at from a linear perspective or from a linear mind, has been going on for a very, very long time. And it's actually not only old, not only ancient, not only deeply founded, it's also what exists in the beginning as the origin. This golden light is what Earth and ourselves have always begun in. It's our beginning, and to it we return. So we are within this new earth return. Upon these golden roads, we're returning to the beginning, to first light, to the elder light, and to that first and celestial heartbeat of Earth and of ourselves. So this is the field that is now pulling us in. We're pulled in, and then within another wave, we go through yet another wave of that releasing of the old grid, the old dynamics, the old matrix, perhaps felt as emotions, as the movement of energy, of heat, of light within the body. And once again, then we experience that wave. I keep seeing it at the moment as very golden mists of creation, of self, of these immortal starlight spheres of the new earth composing themselves, arranging themselves into existence. So back and forth we go, but ever more this new earth dimension is coming into being. And the practice that I shared in Elven Pod 5 is that we drum in the morning light, we drum our hearts into resonance with the heartbeat of the earth. And by doing so, we are able to stabilize into this golden sphere of return, this immortal starlight earth, this new earth, and into our own immortal starlight presence. Who are we as we arrive to her? Within the drumbeat, we find our own heartbeat also, the way that we love. We find the heartbeat of the earth, and we synchronize our own heart with hers, our own love with her love. And it is said that this is the elder way of arriving to earth, that always this has been the way that the elder starlight kindred have known to be here. And what I'm being shown is that yes, we can do this practice with the sunrise or with the first morning light, whenever your morning, your first light occurs for you in the day, to make this your first gesture, to synchronize your heart with the earth and through the drum, if you will. And also that through setting that note, that intention with the start of the day, we can then return to that state continuously, that it's our way of dwelling, our way of being, to continuously synchronize through the breath and through the heartbeat with the earth. And as I say, this is with the new earth. And I think this practice is really presenting right now, because for the first time, that new earth is truly physicalizing as never before. And we are physicalizing this this embodiment of the soul, of our own essence as source. And it's now possible to move into this as a physical experience, so that when we attune to the heartbeat of the earth, we're experiencing her ascended heartbeat. We're experiencing her celestial heartbeat, and our own. So this is a tool of creation. For what's being asked now is that you raise your sacred dimension of the new earth. And this is a tool for tapping into, for doing this, for keeping yourself attuned to the sphere of sacred creation that's seeking to come into being through you. And it's coming in waves. It comes as a rhythm, as a music, as a frequency, as a state, as inspiration that ebbs and flows. And so we come to it as that rhythm, that pulse. And as we come to the core of the earth, as we attune to her, we can see ourselves as literally arriving to her golden heart, to a chamber within the innermost earth, golden, where her true essence, her true heart resides, where that pulse, that celestial music, that frequency that the ascended earth is, where that sounds forth. We come into that golden chamber, if you like, and we can ask in our hearts that question: what do you wish from me? Why am I here? What realm are you being called to create? To call into being? What frequency, what state are you being asked to anchor here, to become, to be? And she will answer you. You will know in that place, for this is what it is to come to Earth. She receives that which we are and longs for us to create with her, to raise that sacred dimension, that sacred domain into being. And I'm seeing this happening. This is what we're doing. This is what's taking place through us. And the drum and the synchronization with the heartbeat of the earth is a tool, a way of anchoring that at the starfield of the everyday, but also throughout the day as it goes on, to keep coming back for your creating in every breath through your frequency, through your state. It's now, this is what we're going to become really good at. And yes, we're still in an enormous process of release, of transit. But every time we move through that, we anchor back into this state, this frequency that we're here to bring. And we're going to get better and better at this. And it's going to get simpler and simpler, our resolution into this state of elder starlight creation, of awakening as the star creator that you are on this earth, into the state, the frequency that you're here to embody, and all of the wisdom that is within that, the new forms, the new creations that are within that. But they come first and foremost from the frequency, the resonance, the music of that which you are downloading as vision, as light, as inspiration, as knowing. So I'd love to share now to drum again and to invite you to arrive to the heart of the earth and to ask that question so that you can resynchronize into that frequency, that state of that sacred dimension that you're here to build, to create. So I'll just gather up my drum and invite you to settle into your body, into your sacred space, and allowing all of yourself to be present, the whole of the experience that you're having right now, all the aspects of yourself, just to settle, to be here, and then to let, through the drum, your heart synchronize with the earth. And as I say this, I realize that the part of the drum beat that I haven't spoken this time is that as the drum beat falls, we fall, if you like, to earth. Just as we breathe in, we breathe in the earth, we come to her core and to all of the foundation of these timeless but ancient spheres of creation that reside as the new earth. And as that drum beat then echoes forth through the drum and through us, it calls in those far domains of self, of the starlight, of the stellar, the intergalactic, the celestial spheres of the self, of the soul. And that, if you like, is the future that we're calling in. We call in the starlight, we call in the future, we breathe out the starlight through us. And between that in-breath, that out-breath, between that drum beat that falls and its overtones, its resonance spreading through, there is the place where they meet, the stillness, the pause of the infinite, of the timeless, of the eternal, of the beyond. And so we are this dance of the ancient, of the future, of the infinite. And so too we are this dance of earth, of star, and of source, of spirit. So those compose the domains of the drumbeat and of our own heartbeat and of our own breath, and so too of the earth. So as you synchronize into that place, you also call in the starlight. You're arriving as a star to the earth, the star of your heart. And at the beginning of every new era, we begin with the heart. We begin with the way that we love, with that golden, immortal starlight. There's no other place to begin with this new earth creation but there. And that is the frequency that we are seeding. That is what we are building. And that is why this is such a vast dimensional shift, because it is into that pure immortal starlight that we are founding the new realms, the new existence. So I will, I will drum now, and I will speak a little as I drum, just to guide that synchronization and this process, which in itself is very simple. And if you take this up every time you drum, you just drum, holding that intention to come into resonance, and each time a unique process, a unique becoming will occur in that space, within the simplicity of this. And so, bringing your heart into resonance with the heartbeat of the earth, the heartbeat of an intergalactic and infinite earth. Arriving to her, Teyantre Kanatyatan. Letting the golden light of your soul, of your dream, of the immortal starlight that you are, arrive to Earth. Breathing, Teyanar. Ayara, Koyentarate, Toyentrataya. Arriving to her in the first light, the elder light of worlds. Tairatai, in the golden light of first time, Tayantre. An immortal starlight earth, Tayantraya. Kenera. Arising once more, her domains ancient, timeless, and rising as never before, as a future dreamt amongst the stars, Tarater. then. This is a golden intergalactic and interdimensional earth. Kenyara Taitara, and you are one of her sacred dimensions arriving, arising once more for a new dawn. And you ask her, you ask the earth, what do you wish from me, Taya Katyara? Why have I come, Toyara Tatere? Uyen kore tanar toiten hayera tene. And let her reveal to you the sacred dimension that she longs for you to create, for you are the stargate, the star portal to this in her new and arising realms of light. Kayaten Tarator. And as you ask this, just allow a gentle release from your heart of the old dimension you have held. Any of those fourth dimensional constructs and realms of which you are ready to let go. Taya Tian. The ways that you have understood yourself, who you are, and what you hold. letting go, dissolving into the immortal starlight, into Source. This seed of the new dimension you are here to found, settle in your heart as your heartbeat, your resonance, your presence, the way that you love, the way that you are. Teretai Kotien. And all around the earth, the realms of immortal starlight. Ayatatindra, these awakening dimensions that each one of us holds of a new earth. Tayatyana, ascending into immortal and source light and presence. These realms, these dimensions, interlinking these spheres of new earth creation, for so we are one with another, not alone, Katyara, but linked in this celestial and divine music of source, of soul, of all that we are, for a new dawn upon earth. Tayara Tetien Trotien. And so I'll be holding that drumbeat in the morning with first light, with the dawn, with whenever I wake up each day. And if you feel to drum also, that's beautiful. We'll be founding this sphere of resonance ever more deeply and completely together. But even if it doesn't resonate as a continuing practice or a tool, we have moved through this and founded this sphere of intention together. And so I could feel it, and so it is done. So beautiful to walk with you once more, and may we meet again in the light. Blessings on your path of the earth and of the stars. Teretien. Torak Tierra Tar. See you next time, Torak Tierra.